Police are releasing details about arrests linked to an alleged criminal network in Halton involved in break-and-enters, drug trafficking and auto theft. On April 24, the Halton Regional Police Service 2 District CIB, Street Crime Unit concluded a four-month investigation dubbed Project Bayou. Bayou commenced in January following an investigation into suspicious activities connected to auto theft and overnight residential break-and-enters, police said in a news release. Over the coming months, investigators identified an organized crew of thieves who targeted high-end vehicles through residential break-and-enters and technology-based auto theft, with vehicles being re-vinned and sold for a significant profit, police said. It was also evident these individuals were involved in large-scale drug trafficking. On March 13 and April 24, with the assistance of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Peel Regional Police Service, and Toronto Police Service, multiple CDSA and criminal code search warrants were executed in Oakville and Toronto targeting residences, storage lockers and connected vehicles. Police said the following items were located and seized: 7.8 kilograms of cocaine, with 6 intact 1 kilogram bricks, 37 pounds of cannabis, a significant amount of cannabis edibles and cannabis vapes, 36 mason jars containing liquid cannabis resin, 772 oxycodone pills, 1229 LSD tabs, 1,248 grams of codeine, 375 grams of psilocybin, 755.7 grams of hash, 142 clonazepam pills, $1,123,217 in Canadian currency, money counters, scales, packaging and other indicia of drug trafficking, 3 stolen vehicles, BMW M4, Grand Cherokee, BMW X7, stolen motorcycle and box trailer, stolen license plates from numerous high-end vehicle thefts, reprogramming technology, fraudulent VIN plates and 128 key fobs, a semi-automatic .22 rifle with 159 rounds of ammunition and 12-gauge shotgun with 33 rounds of ammunition, a loaded Glock 43x 9mm handgun with 46 rounds of ammunition. As a result of the investigation, the following were charged: Vincent Tassoni, 24, of Oakville. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, 2 counts. Possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, 4 counts. Unauthorized possession of a firearm. Knowledge of unauthorized possession of a firearm, careless use or storage of a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, possession of a restricted firearm with ammunition, breach of firearms regulations, possession of cannabis for the purpose of distribution, possession of automobile master key, possession of break-in instruments, trafficking in property obtained by crime, 2 counts. Possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000. Dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. Tassoni was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Simon Chancholo, 23, of Oakville. Possession of cannabis for the purpose of distribution. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, clonazepam. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, oxycodone. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, LSD. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, psilocybin. Possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, currency. Possession of counterfeit mark. Possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Chancholo was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Sean Wicks, 24, of Caledon. Possession of cannabis for the purpose of distribution. possession for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, clonazepam. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, oxycodone. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, LSD. Possession for the purpose of trafficking, psilocybin. Possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, currency. Possession of counterfeit mark. Wicks was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Omar Darkabani, 29, of Oakville. Possession of cannabis for the purpose of distribution. Possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000. Darkabani was released on an undertaking with a future court date. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and the accused are considered innocent unless proven guilty. In the weeks following the warrants, police say they have seized 23 revinned vehicles worth over $2 million. We are all keenly aware of the rise of auto theft occurrences in our region and the surrounding GTA. These vehicles are not only stolen for profit, but they are also used in the commission of other serious violent crimes such as armed robberies, home invasions, serious assaults, shootings and homicides. We are also aware that organized crime is behind the trafficking of illicit substances and has a direct correlation to the rise in drug poisonings resulting in fatalities, said Superintendent Dave Costantini. We are committed to continue collaborating with our law enforcement partners to disrupt and dismantle organized crime groups. Through Project Bayou, we've dealt a critical blow to organized crime in Helton, significantly disrupting not only drug trafficking but also an extensive ring of vehicle thefts. The safety and security of all will always be our priority, as will holding accountable those who mistakenly believe that they are above the law. I commend the dedicated officers and our partner agencies whose tireless work made these results possible. Anyone with information regarding this investigation is asked to contact the 2 District Criminal Investigations Bureau at 905-825-4777, ext. 2216. Tips can also be submitted anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips. Or www.haltoncrimestoppers.ca.